This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I guess it begs the question, are you that exceptional American I'm talking about? And the answer is, well, I'm talking to you. And if you're listening to this radio show, you are that exceptional American. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's just been an unbelievable news day. Every day, you know, I know it's kind of like hyperbole, but it's true. It's one dramatic story. I mean, we're just a bunch of drama queens on the planet right now. It's really, I mean, what about those days when there's silent leadership was the best leadership of all? And there's really not a lot of silent leadership going on right now from the Democrats, is there? I guess when they're suffocating, as the theme of this today's show is draining the swamp and suffocation. I guess it's turning out to be that, isn't it? Draining the swamp and suffocation by the Democrats. They are truly suffocating. They are really suffocating. Because, you know, as we said it in the first hour and sort of carried on the second, now the third, as the water leaves the swamp, all those swamp monsters, they guess what? They start to die and dry up. They suffocate. I mean, because there's oxygen in the water. Did you guys know that? I'm serious. All those. Listen, a lot of people don't understand basic chemistry. Basic, you know, basic osmosis, diffusion. Now I'm really getting scientific here. It's the wacko environmentalist coming out of me. I mean, because I'm so concerned about swamp creatures, if you know what I mean. I mean, the parallels are just amazing. Draining the swamp, draining the Orville Dam. We're going to talk about draining the Orville Dam here in a minute. Are they going to do that? I don't know. But, you know, some interesting things cropping up there. Anyway, but draining the swamp and dying a slow death by suffocation really is what the swamp creatures are all about, and what Donald Trump's all about in terms of draining that swamp to get those swamp creatures gone. So, but this is one of the things that I find when we talk to radical environmentalist wackos. Boy, I got radical and wacko in there, didn't I? And I stuck in environmentalists who talk about global warming and climate change. And, you know, yes, I'm a climate change believer. I am, and I believe in global warming, absolutely, and cooling, absolutely. I mean, these are scientific facts. And, yes, the climate changes everything. Of course it does. And I'm a believer, but I'm a believer in the truth about it, not the lie that comes out from so many people, like former President Barack Hussein Obama, Jerry Brown in particular. There's a swamp creature for you. And I guess once he breaks down all the dams in California, I guess, and we're all drowned, not suffocated, but drowned by Jerry Brown, maybe he'll feel happy. Maybe that'll satisfy the left, but that's not going to happen. That's where the resistance comes in. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I'm sorry, I'm just sort of scattering all about, but it's kind of an interesting news day, like they all are here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, paul@a21r.com, paul@agenda21radio.news is my email address, both of them. So you can email me, and I got some emails over the last couple of hours, which is fine. Also, Top Talk Radio, 215 Top Talk is the call-in number, 215-867-8255. We'll take your calls. The phone lines are open now. The button was not pressed properly to get the phones into me the last time. I was getting all these little bleeping things. Anyway, 215-867-8255, and we're going to be talking about a little bit about the Orville Dam situation. This is from the Orville Mercury Register. Says report says California's trout and salmon species could be mostly gone in a century. This is an interesting one. This is how these things go in terms of reports. Again, I have not read the complete article here, but I'm going to bring it up to you here because this is how these things flow in California. This is a report. Now, where is the report from? This is a report that says, when it comes to the number of species of salmon, steelhead, and trout, California has a lot, 31 to be exact. This also means we have a lot to lose. Authors of the report, SOS2, Fish in Hot Water, released this week from California Trout and the UC Davis Center for Watershed Sciences, predict that if nothing is done, about 45% of those species could be extinct within 50 years, and 70% could be gone in a century. In 95 pages, the authors map out the trends, highlight the problems, and offer strong suggestions for what should be done next to protect fish. Okay, I'm all into protecting fish. I'm a biologist, of course. One of the most endangered fish in the state is the winter run Chinook salmon, which makes its way up the Sacramento River. Another of the spring run Chinook salmon, another is the spring run Chinook salmon, with an important spawning area in Butte Creek. The spring run salmon are vulnerable to climate change because the fish can't travel to higher elevations during times of higher temperatures, said Peter Moyle, one of the state's top fish experts and an associate director of the Center of Watershed Sciences in UC Davis. Now, I'm bringing your attention to this because it has a lot to do, guess what, with the Oroville Dam. See, Butte Creek is kind of important because Butte Creek goes into, I believe, the Feather River somehow. It's part of that watershed business. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, the Feather River, in order for these fish to survive, has to be cold. Does that make sense to you guys? I mean, the water temperature has to be cold for these fish. You can't have overheated water. I mean, just like, you know, to these fish, they're very sensitive, and they won't spawn right now. That's just the way it is with fish. I mean, some fish operate, you know, your pelagic fish, like your deep sea fish, then, man, they're really cold down there. Because they're cold-blooded animals. They're plakiotherms, they're called in biological sense. Plakiothermic animals are cold-blooded, as opposed to homeothermic. Self-regulating, warm-blooded animals. Did you know that you can tell the type of animal, whether it's plakiotherm or homeothermic, by its bone tissue? That's a fact, Jack. I mean, homeotherms, say birds as an example, mammals, are homeothermic animals. They produce their own body heat. They metabolize. See, this is the biologist coming out in me. They metabolize food and create energy or heat, expressed as heat. And they do that because they had to have something in order to process it properly. And that something is an element called, oh, not carbon, called oxygen. Oh. And where do we get oxygen? Well, plants take in carbon dioxide and break up the carbon and oxygen from one another and free up oxygen into the environment. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. AlfieMan is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please feel free to call in. And we had several callers on the line there, and for whatever reason we had a glitch. 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255 is the call in line. We're talking about, trout, and we're talking about salmon. Fish right now. And this is, you know, this is a report that came out. This was in the Orville. And I'm doing this because you need to see, we're talking about the Orville Dam here. And all the things that I've been talking about are kind of personified in this story here. And I'm going to get to this, and the drum roll is going to come up, and you're going to kind of get the point of this report. It's a report out of UC Davis. Now, UC Davis is quite liberal, and they're really proponents of the whole climate change, global warming hoax. And the reason why they are is very simple. They get grants for global warming, so therefore it is global warming. These scientists, guys, and I'm kind of a geek myself. I understand that they want to be employed and they want grants, and of course, all the grant money that's being put out there. As an example, Jerry Brown, his malfeasance in office, as we know, because he hasn't been taking care of Orville Dam or the other parts of the related infrastructure. By the way, when I used to live up in Plumas County for years, and I know the watershed very, very well, and I know a lot of the dams are up there as part of the watershed that feeds right. I've been hiked them around there, been on them, that sort of thing. Lake Elmore, I used to live right on Lake Elmore. I get that whole thing. I know about the problems with the leaking spillway. It's always been leaking down. It's heavily damaged, actually, and they haven't done anything about that. But that's the apex of the Orville Dam, Orville Reservoir watershed up there. You go way up in altitude and everything, and of course it's a big lake. It was a plain, actually, one of the largest, or meadow, I guess you say, one of the largest meadows in California, in the Sierra Nevadas, and they dammed it up. It's not a deep lake, by the way, so it's a very warm lake in the summertime. When it heats up, it's very comfortable. Man, it's really nice water. And it's used, they use it year-round, the Edison or the PG&E, it's a lake by them. They own it, obviously, because they own the watershed. And they have gone into an agreement with the people up there in Chester and all that stuff to keep the lake full during the summer. So it's a beautiful lake. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. The whole area up there is beautiful. I used to live there, so I know it pretty well. And now that brings me to Bucks Lake and Butt Lake and all these other lakes that have water in them with dams that have been dammed up. And, you know, do some simple checking and you find out that they're also in trouble. These dams that feed into Orville, they have spillway issues. They have issues with leaks, major leaks. That, in other words, the whole system up there in the watershed has not been maintained. The largest dam in America, Earthfield Dam in America, one of the largest in the world, that holds back one of the largest watersheds in the world that feeds California and the rest of the nation, by the way, with water. Well, California with water, and feeds America and the world, by the way, with the food that's produced from all this stuff, is in danger. The whole all the dams. It's not just Orville. I mean, it's all of them. And these are known things. I used to live up there. I get it. So what has Jerry Brown done with that money? Well, we don't know. But this is the point. Is it at the timing of this, I find very unusual. Very unusual of this report. And this is a report that was released as a press release. Report says California trout salmon species could be mostly gone in the century. And this is from UC Davis. And it's called the authors of the report, SOS2, Fish in Hot Water, released from California trout from California Trout in the UC Davis Center for Watershed Sciences. So it's UC Davis, which is right outside of Sacramento, and UC Davis is an outgrowth of UC Berkeley. Yeah, Berkeley. Actually, it used to be that UC Davis was the agricultural end of UC Berkeley. Now, UC Davis is quite a ways. And, you know, it's about, I don't know, 70-some miles from San Francisco. But that it's very liberal, and so are their science departments. Now, I'm denouncing this report because I think it's kind of interesting that they're saying that the warming that's going on in these rivers and watershed, and probably the Feather River, is because of climate change. Well, it's kind of interesting. They just put a river valve system in place that's not been in existence. Now, this is the thing. If you take a look at the Oroville Dam, you'll find that when they were building the dam originally, that this they had two bypass tubes that they built so that they could basically take the water that was coming down the river and bypass it past the building of it, of the dam where it was being built, so they could continue to mount and stack up the dirt and so on to make the dam. So it's called a bypass. Well, what they did is that they took those tubes and they decided, well, in the construction of this dam, we're going to put in a power plant called the Hyatt Power Plant. And it's going to be actually underneath the dam. So underneath the dam is this power plant, along with the tubes. Isn't that interesting? Well, one of the tubes they plugged up at one end, but they used these tubes as the exit routes for water that comes in from the penstocks. I know this is getting complicated. From the top of the dam down to turn the turbines in the dam, in the belly of the beast, so to speak. And here's the problem, is that that water that's coming from up above into those turbines is warm water. Now, they've got different different ways to pull water out of the dam at different levels so that the water is cool. And that was because of the fish. They did that. These guys weren't stupid. They said, we don't want to kill off the fish with warm water. So they built the original penstocks, the areas that suck in the water at the top of the dam and at the bottom of the dam. And they also said, look, we want really cold water to blend it together so that water that comes out of the dam is cold and cold enough to support the fish. Now, here's their problem. Guess what? That dear old puppy, that valve, that river valve, hasn't worked since really the beginning of the dam. Worked properly. Thus causing the water to be consistently warmer in the river. Now, many people pointed out that fact, but it was delayed in terms of putting that whole thing together and repairing a damaged baffle on that river valve for years and years and years, causing the river to warm higher than normal. In other words, they weren't able to suck in water from the bottom of the river, or bottom of the dam port, if you will, or pool, if you will, the reservoir. Down at the bottom of the reservoir, the water's colder than at the top. Go figure. It's very cold. And they can blend that water with the water that they're using to turn the turbines to keep the temperature of the river cold enough for these fish to survive. It has not been in service since the building of the dam properly. Well, in 2009, they tried to repair it. They rushed in to try and repair it, and this whole thing hadn't been working for years. It almost killed five people. Oh. Now, just last week, guess what they got up and running? The river valve. So that they can open up the tubes at the bottom of the dam, one of them anyway. They can open it up and they can blend the cold water with the warmer water up above. Now, do you think that might have an impact upon the fish that are trying to spawn and might throw a monkey wrench into this report? Global warming, anyone? How about just proper operation of a dam? By the way, Jerry Brown, you've known this and you've done nothing about it. But then you did nothing about the spillway. And by the way, you almost killed me and 200 other thousand people because of your malfeasance in office and not getting that dam properly repaired. It's on you, Jerry. We'll be back.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website at agenda21radio.news, 215-867-8255, or 215-TOP-TALK, if you want to do it that way, 215-867-8255, and call in. Okay, so we're talking about this report that came out from UC Davis about climate change affecting salmon and other trout and so on. And they're claiming it's climate change. And this is what they're saying in this article, that climate change will have wide-ranging effects on California salmonoid across the state, Moyle said. Moyle is one of the chief researchers in this release that came out just today. In general, what climate change is doing is warming up the water and pushing the cold water further upstream, where fish are blocked from travel. Climate change will mean more rain and less snow, Moyle said, which means more floods and higher flows. The water will also get warmer sooner in the year without melting snow. Warmer water can favor non-native species, explained Robert Lasardi, Cal Trout, UC Davis, wild and cold water fish researcher. Major dams, drum roll please, major dams block access to spawning and rearing areas and alter the timing and volume of stream flows. Ding, 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 ding. Here we go. Here we go into the conversation. I'll read it one more time. Major dams block access to spawning and rearing areas and alter the timing and volume of stream flows. Now, just go back to my river valve scenario about Orville Dam in this discussion. That thing has not worked since the dam's creation properly. They tried to put in a new one because it was broken and was not even functional in 2009. It almost killed five people. They finally, last week, got this thing up and running. Now, do you think the cold water that's going to come from the bottom of the dam into the river so that they finally can spawn at a proper temperature might have a different effect, Mr. Lissardi? Oh, we didn't throw that, we didn't put that into our equation here because we want to create fear and loathing for dams. Please. But Jerry Brown believes this stuff. He believes that fish impediments are evil. Fish impediments, you know, dams. It says for trout, which migrate to the ocean, alien species can impact natives, as can introduction of hatchery fish. See, the fish hatchery fish are evil too. Rainbow trout are an exception. These fish are widely stocked, and see, they make exceptions to rainbow trout. Really? What about brook trout? I'm just throwing a different species at you there, buddy. It says rainbow trout are an exception. These fish are widely stocked in waterways and can hybridize with native fish, causing more problems for other species, Moyle pointed out. What's next? It says the picture in the report is bleak, but we are optimistic about solutions, Lissardi said. Is he going to talk about dam destruction now? It says the first step is protection of strongholds where quality habitat exists, including the Smith and Eel Rivers and Butte Creek, Lissardi said. The next step is to restore the sources of water, including volcanic springs and groundwater. Meadows will be a big deal in the future. In the 5,000 to 8,000-foot elevation, meadows are important for storing water as the spring meltdown arrives slowly. Knight emphasized. Many meadows are degrading and need restoration, Knight said. In recent success, success has been found in floodplains, particularly in the rice lands near waterways, Lissardi said. When these areas are flooded, juvenile salmon are able to feed and grow strong during their journey to the ocean. The study of an area flooded along the Yolo bypass in recent years is promising and could be replicated. Many historical sites for fish are not accessible due to dams and levees, here we go, which makes managing the habitat below even more important. Agriculture is pinpointed in the report for harm to fish. Agriculture, Orville Dam breaking, wiping out what? Agriculture? No, that's me saying this now. I'm just planting the seed in your little heads out there. Agriculture is pinpointed in the report for harm to fish, but growers can also be part of the solution, Knight says. We got the harm, but you can be the solution. Agriculture has been working with wildlife managers on waterfowl populations, Knight said. We think we can make some model work fish for us. Changes to hatcheries, blah, 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 blah. Dams are evil. People damned and must go. All those little dams that are in disrepair all throughout California, the entire infrastructure, they are evil. We must get rid of them. We must blow them up. And or let's start with Oroville, Jerry Brown, right? Is that why you haven't been spending any money on the infrastructure of this state, is because you want to get rid of dams so badly? Oh, by the way, I know you've allocated money for the removal of dams already. We know that. You got money from Prop 1 to get rid of fish impediments. And you've already started on the four Klamath dams up there, right? You're breaching those, by the way, with explosives. You're not taking that down so that the fish can actually survive in the waterway when you're done with it, right? Can you help a brother out there, Jerry Brown? That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jerry Brown at work. Destroying dams and destroying fish habitat by blowing them up. And what's he trying to do here? Of course, we had Patrick Wood on last week. Talked about Jerry Brown, who he knows well. This is exactly what their plan is. He hires Bruce Babbitt to come in to blow up dams and destroy dams. And let's talk about Oroville Dam for a second. The biggest dam of the entire system, by the way, one of the biggest in the nation. It is the biggest earth-filled dam in the nation. Completely out of control. There's not a thing that functions correctly on that dam. And that's because of neglect of Jerry Brown. He's long wanted to take this dam down. And the evidence is clear. He's a dam buster. He believes in free reign of the waters and depopulation of the planet. And let's start, I mean, when he was governor the first round, he said there are way too many Californians at 19 million Californians when he was first governor. And now we have 40 million of us here. But I guess you have to be a certain type of Californian to be here because he's gotten rid of so many other Californians and he's brought in his own illegal immigrants as replacements, right? I mean, you can't figure out the logic behind that, but it's hard. I mean, it's really, truly hard to figure out Jerry Brown's logic. But it's true. It's true about what's going on with Jerry Brown, and it's true about what's going on with these dams. Jerry Brown is definitely out of control, and Jerry Brown is a man we need to control, obviously. In these studies that crop up, like I mean, how debunking is this that they now figured out a way they're using the river, an actual tunnel and tube on the river to control the temperature. Go figure, the river valve system in Oroville Dam is now open for business. And we have not got a proper study on that. Of course not. Because of all the other things that have gone so terribly wrong up there at that dam that have helped to almost destroy it at this point. And we know, by the way, it's a crisis point. Almost every system in that dam, I mean, even to the episiotomies, even the devices that sensor pressure in the dams, they don't work. There's only two of the hundreds that are there on the dam that work. Two! I think there's maybe 100 of them or so. They're embedded into the dam. Why don't those work? Negligence. Malfeasance. By Jerry Brown. We'll be back.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to get into some of the details about what does not work at Oroville Dam, which is everything. There's very few things that work. And one of the things that came up in the hearing last week that I attended down in Sacramento about Oroville Dam and the safety of it, it's pretty clear that not everything works at the dam. Now, one of the things that's really, really important that doesn't work are these things called piezometers. P-I-E-Z-O-M-E-T-E-R. And just to give you the WikiLeaks definition of it real quickly, we're going to cover this. This is why we're bringing it up and kind of rolling it out today and tomorrow. These are devices that sense pressure in the dams. And so if there's an earthquake, it'll tell you what's happening. It also senses pressure from water and so on. They're widely used as devices. Not one works at the dam. Now, according to James Gallagher, the assemblyman, he says there's two working. My sources tell me none of these devices, and I guess there's dozens of them all around the dam, of course. It's the largest dam in the world, it's, at least in California. In the United States, that's an earth-filled dam. It's one of the largest in the world. You're going to have these things. None of them work. They couldn't tell you where on the dam it might be leaking. So when it comes to that green spot that we're hyping about, they're trying to put in drill holes, or they've said they were going to, but they have until 2018 to get it done, where they're going to tap into that green spot and find out where that water is coming from. You know, it might be a spring, actually. They might have some truth to that. There might be a spring coming from the base of the dam. Well, it's not necessarily the base of the dam, but it might be from a tunnel in which water is leaking upwards under high pressure from the reservoir. Interesting theory that there's more to the green spot, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, we just took you on a real big tour of the dam, didn't we? All throughout this. But a piezometer. There you go. I get the thing pronounced. They're scattered all throughout the dam in various locations, and they're supposed to have, you know, wires into computers and sense it and tell people where these things are happening. Well, you know, you got some problems. There's a little hitch in the giddy up in parts of the dam. A lot of the electrical systems and sensors don't work, period, let alone the piezometers, which are pretty important. Why don't they work? Well, I guess it's probably the same reason that the spillway doesn't work. The emergency spillway doesn't work. Of course, they just got fixed, and we don't know how successful this is going to be. They just say they got it online, and it's up and running, and that is the river valve. They just got that one going on. Nothing works. The dam itself is compromised. Listen, you know, anytime you have a situation on the dam in which you have water that is freely coming out of the dam. Hello. And we're not talking about a little leak here. This is a big leak. This is a lot of water. Now, there's been some interesting questions as to where it comes from. Does it come from laterally the indigenous soil? Where does it come from? Or is it rainwater that, if it's rainwater, how come it hasn't run off? I'm just asking some fundamental basic questions. Oh, it's going to dry up. It just pools. It just pulls. You have water pooling in an earth-filled dam. See, these are things that are in reports that have not been fixed. They have not been mitigated, but they're still there. This is a critical infrastructure issue, ladies and gentlemen. A critical infrastructure issue, ladies and gentlemen, not being addressed by who? By Jerry Brown. This is why we are on the case. This is why we are out here all the time. 200,000 people almost lost their lives on February 12th because of the malfeasance of Jerry Brown. The misappropriation of funds of Jerry Brown to protect us from all these situations. He did not do it. And now, is there a roadmap for this to, can we find out, can we help a brother out to find this out?
They're going to stop the flow of water from the damaged spillway at Oroville Dam by May 25th. You'll recall that spillway essentially collapsed this winter, causing major damage and evacuations downstream.
And once that water stops flowing, water officials can make repairs before the rainy season starts again in 5 months. KTVU's Tom Baker talked to a leading expert about whether the repair job can be done in time. And Tom joins us now live with what he learned. Tom.
When you hear this man talk, you'll understand that this is no slam dunk. Oroville is a critical facility for two-thirds of California's residents and its massive agricultural industry. By any standard, the spillway suffered massive damage. Robert V has spent the last half century working on massive land and sea construction projects worldwide and is professor emeritus of engineering at UC Berkeley. I asked him, on a scale of 1 to 10, just how tough fixing the spillway would be.
It's a slam dunk 10.
B, who has investigated and consulted on the dam since January, says the Department of Water Resources has chosen a dubious option.
I call it a patch and pray approach.
What B says the dam really needs is an overhaul to bring it up to current and proposed dam and earthquake standards, because the permanent repairs would have to last at least a half century.
5 years of snowpack is melting, and nature is unforgiving of our ignorance. I'm afraid. And I think we should be afraid.
I asked if the Department of Water Resources has the ability to manage an agency that can guarantee high reliability in the operation, construction, repair, and maintenance of a truly high reliability system such as Oroville Dam.
No, that concern is at the very top of my worry. I don't think they have a coherent understanding of what the word safe means. No coherent understanding of what that word risk means.
Even if the department can erect a temporary spillway before the fall rains come, I asked about the condition of those massive steel spill gates called the headworks at the top of the dam.
In touch shape.
Well, you get the drift of what Dr. B is saying there. Patch and pray. And he says, WR can't handle it. We'll be back. Where's Jerry Brown when you need him? Hiding under his desk.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill illegal pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, where is Jerry Brown? Fish Report says, guess what? We didn't calculate cold water now coming out of the Oroville Dam into the Feather River. I mean, come on. But, you know, dams are evil. Fish impediments. Prop 1, California. Jerry Brown, malfeasance and misuse of funds. Federal funds, by the way. Which is a federal crime, I might add. Now, I understand the proctologist is in... a team of proctologists have arrived into Sacramento. And looking into Jerry Brown and looking into some of the people there in the offices of the governor, and also some of his friends. Because remember, elections have consequences. And boy, the Dems are trying to overturn the election of Donald Trump, right? They're working overtime, but it's not going to happen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're coming up to the end of the show. I can't believe it's already been 3 hours. What in the world? So tomorrow I'll have a fresh pot of Agenda 21 Radio coffee, Agenda 21 Brew, as we know it here affectionately on Agenda 21 Radio. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, Paul, at agenda21radio.news. Or a21r.com, Paul at a21r.com. And like I say all the time at the end of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.